Good morning, Pharmacy Podcast listeners. This is Ken Sternfeld for The Daily Dose. It's Tuesday, April 16th. Every once in a while, you have to look back and reflect on your successes, on your failures, on things that occur in your life to say, what did I do right and what did I do wrong? And I look back, I have been over the last couple of days, at some of the things that have really advanced the initiatives with RxVIP and more so with the advancements of doing things that can help our next generation of pharmacists become providers. Because that's been the goal for me personally and professionally since the time I started RxVIP at the office of Michael Goodman. It was really to set a template for the future because I needed help. I needed to find a way working full-time at CVS on how I could advance my clinical desire to help patients. And I realized once I started doing that, and then people said, Ken, what you're doing at the office of Dr. Goodman is really why we went to school. It got me thinking about kind of going back to school, almost like a Rodney Dangerfield back to school. So as an old man, I went and I said, let me understand what the next generation, what the students of pharmacy need. And I have to tell you, you know, kudos to Todd Urey, who had, you know, reached out to me and said, you know, we're looking for someone to, you know, talk about pharmacogenetics. And, you know, I see the things you're doing. And I didn't even know how to spell podcast. I had never listened to one. I had certainly never done one. So it was something about in reflection for myself personally and professionally that doing podcasting has really, really advanced my career, the business, but more so kind of the ability to connect with people. I mean, podcasting is, it's not a niche, you know, solution for conversation and for marketing of, you know, the brand. And really everyone has their own brand. You know, it's not about selling something. It's about what you're trying to communicate to people. So, you know, today, you know, podcasting is really something that anyone, and a lot, I'm going to say almost everybody can do. And even though there's a crowded landscape and you see everyone from Dr. Oz to Dr. Phil, you know, to millions, 600,000, I think was the last number, or maybe it's probably growing. You know, that's a very, very, you know, busy market, but anyone can thrive in that market. Anyone can thrive on this platform. You know, as a pharmacist, I realized that I was an entity that needed, more people needed to know my services, needed to know my value. So marketing, you know, what we can do as a pharmacist, it was almost like a meet the pharmacist brown bag event, but on steroids. I was able to meet more people and explain through podcasting about all of the things that we as that I personally and that we as concierge pharmacists can deliver. So it was really a very large scale conversation that expanded from a one-on-one to a network of, you know, hundreds, then thousands and tens of thousands of people who were saying, gee, I'm listening and I want to raise my hand and I want to learn more. So, you know, there are certain general rules of podcasting that I just learned by accident. You know, the continuity, doing it consistently, delivering the message, you know, all the time, you know, is really what really builds the traffic. It builds the network. You know, it builds the trust and the relationship that you have with your listeners. Because everything about life, this isn't about a pharmacy conversation, is about relationships. Everything about life is about establishing those relationships where people want to talk with you and they want to listen to you and they want to be engaged with you. You know, so when e-commerce, when the websites came out, the first rule of any website, you know, was to really get traffic. You know, traffic can make or break a website, and really that's a business if that's what you're showing as a website. But, you know, you can either leave that site all by itself or increase the amount of exposure and the amount of hits, as they say, you know, to ensure that you're able to really move the conversation forward. People only hit your website and then may be there for 8 seconds. But how do you get more traffic to the website? How do you do things that gets more people to the sale? Whatever that sale is, it could be conversation about your services. It could be just selling something, you know, but podcasts really drive traffic, you know, through those websites and through those branding initiatives. If you do emails, if you do this, if you do that, if you're an independent pharmacy owner, you're having a tough time. If you're an independent pharmacy owner, you're in a world that doesn't have your best interest from a business standpoint at heart. From a professional standpoint, you are absolutely the backbone of our profession. But because of the behemoths who are taking money from you, you know, you need to build more aspects to your business about how you can differentiate yourself. So, you know, the secret to any successful business is simply trust. You know, a customer, a patient has to trust your brand. They have to trust the store that they visit. They have to trust the fact that your price is a fair price. It doesn't have to be the lowest price, you know, because if they're spending time and money on anything in your store and you're doing it with a trust factor that they feel confident in, they're going to return. So acquisition of new customers is important, but from my perspective, always in all the businesses that I got involved with, ran and grew over the years, it was the retention of that customer. And you do that through educating them on who you are and what you do. And you build an effective relationship with those customers that's really more important than just posting an ad or pricing up something cheaper than the guy around the corner. You know, you need to support your business culture. And I can tell you, you know, just talking, or if you're just listening, the ability to talk and feel the connection with a listener is a lot different than just running an ad. You know, when you send it over to the, you know, to the newspaper or to the email guy or to a posting or whatever you're doing, you know, I believe, because I've seen it, not because I'm representing podcasting, I believe the podcasting for me and for our business, and I've been in business over 4 decades, you know, graduated and doing, I've been a lot of different businesses in the consumer electronics, health and fitness industry, the casino industry, the travel industry, you name it, I've done something in it, special markets, premiums and incentives. I have never, ever, ever had a better marketing platform than a podcast. I have seen so much happen in the last 18 months as a result of being in front of the microphone that I just encourage you to listen. Okay. And, you know, the cost of podcasting is a lot less than you may think. There are several ways that you can work with podcasting. You can have your own podcast. You can get free software, a smartphone. You can do it with a headphone. You can do it with a myriad of ways to set it up. You can also do it, you know, with the company that I stumbled across, you know, when Todd aligned with Helium Radio. You know, Todd's vision of podcasting is incredible on the Pharmacy Podcast Network. He's built an incredible platform over the last 10 years. And last year at about this time, he moved the platform over to Helium Radio. Well, you know, Helium Radio, and I didn't know it. I had no idea who they were. They were in Tampa. But, you know, it was kind of, I've learned about it by talking and spending more time with the chief creative officer, Eric Remmel, you know, that Helium Radio is a completely different and restructured radio network with a tremendous amount of potential and a tremendous amount of opportunities. You know, they used to just take a show and they played it across 2 stations. Well, now every show and every show host has his own channel. So I got to think, what pharmacist wouldn't want his or her own podcast? And there are some great podcasters out there in our profession, you know, and it's not just a concierge pharmacist. I'm just stumbling my way and learning every single day. But there are people who've been doing this for a while. But what I'm saying is, why aren't you doing it? If you're listening to the podcast network, you kind of believe in podcasting as a content deliverer. Why aren't you delivering your content? You know, the listenership at Helium Radio is 4 million going on 5 million people, and it's projected to multiply even more. So the opportunity on these airways is always positive for you, whatever your message is, whatever your brand is. So I spoke to Eric last week, and because clearly I still don't know what I want to do when I grow up, and I said, let me work with you and Todd, And I spoke to Todd over the weekend. And I said, listen, where are we going, you know, with this content? What are we doing? Let's look for new hosts, more hosts to speak to the world. And it's not just pharmacy. Pharmacy is a hub that is important to healthcare. And healthcare is important to patients. So I ask you that why don't we look to prowl in the podcast world? What do you have to lose? You know, so I asked Eric and Todd, and I said, let's put together packages that are turnkey, that can say, hey, this is what you can do as a pharmacist. And I said, I'll market that because I believe in podcasting. I believe that this is a two-way street where we can do for you and you can do for the patients. If we share the same mindset, you know, reach out to me. Call me at 1-844-MY-RX-VIP, and I'll help you make your RX-VIP, your brand, your message heard by hundreds and hundreds and thousands of people, because we believe that we need to have that conversation. We believe that connecting you to patients and to providers and to other people in the healthcare industry will advance your career. So this is Ken Sternfeld on behalf of the Pharmacy Podcast Network, who I am eternally grateful for giving me a new life, a new page in my career, and to Helium Radio and his ability, Eric's ability to give me the tools I need to be in front of that microphone once a week, once a day, as often as I want, to talk about the things that I believe the listeners want to hear. And if you don't, you can always turn it off. But I'm asking you to think about your brand and your vision and your mission as a pharmacist and as a healthcare provider. Reach out to me. Send me an email, ken@rxvipcares.com. You know why? Because I do care. I care about every listener on this podcast because I believe we need to do more as a profession that's unified. And the message is, let's talk more to the patients, let's talk more to the clinicians, and let them meet the pharmacist. If they meet the pharmacist, they're going to love that pharmacist. It's Ken Sternfeld for The Daily Dose. It is Tuesday, April 16th.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.